Relief came when he was transferred back to Vienna in the spring of 1917 to teach physics at the university and meteorology at an anti-aircraft school. Schrödinger ended the war, as he wrote later, without getting wounded and without illness and with little distinction. As for most others, the early post-war years were difficult for Schrödinger and his parents, with the family business ruined. As the Habsburg Empire fell apart, the situation was made worse as the victorious Allies maintained a blockade that cut off food supplies. As thousands starved and froze during the winter of 1918 to 1919 in Vienna, with little money to buy food on the black market, the Schrödingers were often forced to eat at a local soup kitchen. Things began to improve slowly after March 1919, when the blockade was lifted and the emperor went into exile. Salvation for Schrödinger arrived early the following year with the offer of a job at the University of Jena. The salary was just enough for him to marry 23-year-old Anna Marie Bertel. Arriving in Jena in April, the couple stayed just 6 months before Schrödinger was appointed to an extraordinary professorship in October at the Technische Hochschule in Stuttgart. The money was better, and after the experiences of the past few years, that mattered to him. By spring 1921, the universities of Kiel, Hamburg, Breslau, and Vienna were all looking to appoint theoretical physicists. Schrödinger, who had by then earned a solid reputation, was being seriously considered by all of them. He accepted the offer of a professorship at Breslau. At the age of 34, Schrödinger might have achieved the ambition of every academic. However, in Breslau he had the title but not the salary to go with it, and he left when the University of Zurich came calling. Not long after arriving in Switzerland in October 1921, Schrödinger was diagnosed with bronchitis and possibly tuberculosis. Negotiations surrounding his future and the deaths of his parents during the previous 2 years had taken their toll. "I was actually so kaput that I could no longer get any sensible ideas," he later told Wolfgang Pauli. On doctor's orders, Schrödinger went to a sanatorium in Arosa. It was in this high-altitude alpine resort, not far from Davos, that he spent the next 9 months recuperating. He was not idle during this time, but found the energy and enthusiasm to publish several papers. As the years passed, Schrödinger began to wonder if he would ever make a major contribution that would establish him among the first rank of contemporary physicists. At the beginning of 1925, he was 37, long having celebrated the 30th birthday that was said to be the watershed in the creative life of a theorist. Doubts over his worth as a physicist were compounded by a marriage in trouble because of affairs on both sides. By the end of the year, Schrödinger's marriage was shakier than ever, but he made the breakthrough that would ensure his place in the pantheon of physics.